15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
At Burlington, it's time to renew your wardrobe for the season. Shop Burlington and save up to 65% off department store prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk boom in the shade.
I used to walk in the shade where those blues all parade. You dirty rat, you dirty rat.
I'm not afraid.
You a dirty rat.
This road. Who's this?
What if this is as good as it gets?
Well, it is, Mike.
Yeah. It was Mike. Edward B. Robinson.
Edward B. Robinson?
He's a distant cousin to the late old actor Edward G. Robinson.
Oh.
That's right. I'm his cousin, you dirty rat. You dirty rat, I'm his cousin.
You know, if you think about it, in modern times, we're used to watching movies like The Goodfellas. And yeah, to think that back when movies, even movies, remember when the big deal was over, what was Clark Gable? I don't, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Oh, yeah. My goodness, censors. Well, back then, now you gotta, this is a gangster. This guy's a mobster. And the nastiest thing he's allowed to say in the movies is, you dirty rat.
Yeah, you dirty rat.
No, first of all, no gangster has ever called a guy a dirty rat. He calls them much worse things.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to me to go back and look at some of these old movies, and you've got to remember, they're not going to have you, even in a movie, using bad language. It's not going to do it, so you better say something like, you dirty rat. It's just funny to me. Welcome, one and all, to the large morning show in the afternoon on this April 28th, Tuesday. Another day the Lord has given us, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, 2015.
And it's a beautiful day.
And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as the late Mr. Rogers would say. And no, he wasn't a sniper.
And
his arms weren't covered with tattoos.
Yeah,
yeah. No. That his wife or mom tried to cover by making sweaters. That's all poppycock, as they
poppycock.
Say.
Poppycock?
Yeah.
Oh.
You haven't heard that for a while, have you? I'm bringing that back. I'm bringing back. Bring back poppycock. Before we get to the Burke segment, Our Facebook, what do you call yourself? You manage the Facebook.
Administrator?
Administrator, thank you.
There you go.
Our Facebook administrator, the one and only, Eon the Peon, has posted a video I sent him. I got it from my son, my older son. He gets this stuff from buddies of his, law enforcement, or just guys that know how to go into the computer and pull things we don't know how to find. In this case, it's some streaming video from Baltimore. Now, when you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, and you do not have to have a Facebook account to do that. Anybody can look. I will warn you, and did you put up a warning? Is it up yet?
Yes.
That the language at some points is just what you'd expect from a bunch of hoodlums running rampant, not being contained, and the damage. What irritates me is the video you're going to see on our Facebook page, I've not seen on television. Now, I don't know why.
This is like a montage
But most of them. Had you seen the ones of them going, just jumping, tromping, smashing car to car to car to car? No.
No.
I saw them burn a couple of police cars. There's stuff on here that you don't see on television. I think they should show it, because I think if they showed more of, there's an imbalance here, okay? On one side of the scale is Freddie Gray, whose spine was 80% severed, okay? On the other side of the scale, completely out of balance and tipping it, is the reaction, which, you know, when they say the punishment doesn't fit the crime, well, this reaction doesn't fit the crime. Because in no way is what they're doing going to fix what might be wrong with this police department. But I want you to see what these hoodlum, crazy idiots are doing in Baltimore.
Did you see the video on the news of that mom that went
going to get her kid?
Going to get her kid?
Yeah, and smacking him.
Smacking him and telling him to get out
of there.
Well,
that's one. We need about 10,000 other moms.
Yeah, that's the problem with all these other looters is, that their moms aren't, or dads aren't either around or...
Or they're condoning it.
Exactly. Yeah. Or they don't care.
So, you think Ferguson was bad? Take a look at this. This is...
Yeah, this was all done in daylight yesterday. I mean, in Ferguson, they would wait till the darkness to start the looting.
And it looks like it's a bigger chunk of a bigger chunk of Baltimore than it was Ferguson.
Oh yeah,
Ferguson's a couple of blocks.
Yeah,
for the most part, it was concentrated there. This is block after block after block.
And I looked on the map. It's real close to. I wanted to see how close Camden Yards is, which is the Orioles Stadium, and I. Searched where that CVS was that burned, and it's literally just blocks away. Did you hear about what they're doing at Camden Yards? Well, yesterday's game was postponed, canceled. Today's game is postponed. Tomorrow, they will be playing in Camden Yards, but there will be no crowd.
Yeah, they're not allowing anyone in.
No spectators. It's going to be the two teams playing with nobody else in the stadium.
Yes.
I can't recall that ever happening as far as I know.
First of all, I think it's insane. I think it's stupid.
I think they should just move the game.
Well, the game has to be played anyway.
You know when they used to say everything that happened, then the terrorists win?
Yes.
Remember after 9/11? Well, here's what's happening. We're letting these thugs and hoodlums win. They're laughing. They're laughing at the police.
I mean, they have to, though, for the safety of the crowd. They can't...
No, here's what hasn't happened that should have happened. I watched, Peon, the video you also sent me, which is not on our Facebook page, of the police cars, lights, sirens blasting, headed to a destination, and as they're en route, rocks the size of big jagged cantaloupes are thrown, in some cases, through the windshields of the police cars.
Yeah.
Shoot them down and kill them.
Yeah.
Listen to me. This is self-defense at this point. If you throw a jagged rock the size of a melon at a police officer, he should pull out that gun and drop you. And if you dropped about 12 of these people and said, who's next? Maybe somebody would get the idea. The only message they're getting now is, go ahead.
It's like we've lost control. Authority has lost control. And anyone else looking at this, we look like a third world country now. It's horrible.
The chief or somebody ought to get up and hold up his weapon and say, it's locked and loaded. The next one of you knuckleheads that thinks you're going to throw a big rock and maybe crush our skulls, we're going to empty this thing in you. And then another one and another one. This is, take Freddie Gray out of this, all right? Let's just remove him. This behavior would in any other situation, result in somebody getting killed by the police.
Yep.
And I, honest to goodness, when we keep ducking and holding shields up and backing up, there's no message there except, do what you want.
And they were sitting around yesterday. The cops were sitting, all standing there like they were in Ferguson, and watching them loot and start fires.
And if they move, they back up.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to accomplish anything. It's not going to accomplish anything. I know that there are people in the population that think that any use of a weapon, is horrible. No, no, it's not. And those poor people in that store, and it's in the video that's on our Facebook page, those people in that restaurant, that cafe, scared to death inside there, watching their windows come in on them, four of those employees should have 12-gauge shotguns and just started blasting and dropping bodies. I know to some people that sounds horrible. But that's what should happen. Crime is crime. Attempted murder is attempted. When you throw a brick through somebody's windshield or at somebody's head, to me, that's attempted murder.
Yep.
Now, if somebody's trying to kill you in any other situation, you kill them first. That's what you do. Not here. Not here. And one other thing. Remember how many people said, well, the core, the root problem to all this in Ferguson is the disproportionate number of black officers. Well, we don't have that in this case. In fact, there are more black. The mayor's black. Look at all the black police officers. And we still have the same problem. So apparently, that's not the problem. All right, hang on. I'm fine now.
I have a clip. Ron. I was going to play this during the Burke segment, but I'll just, since it's related to, did you see the, I think it was on CNN last night, Robert Valentine, the black Vietnam veteran?
Yelling at everybody?
Yes,
no, he was standing in front of the line of police. And they walked over and interviewed him. I'll just play it real quick. It's really good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Let's see, Anderson. Sir, who are you?
Just a soldier.
And you sort of took it upon yourself to tell those young people to go away.
Yes.
And you're a little bit concerned about your own safety? I mean, there's a lot of bottles and rocks and things.
Look, here's number one. I did 30 years, okay? Came out of Massachusetts. I've seen more than all this. I've been through the vice already. This right here is not relevant. They need to have their butts at home. They need to be in their home units with their family studying and doing something with their life. Not out here protesting about something that's not really about nothing. They do not respect this young man's death, you know. Now, mama and daddy then lost a child. That could be them. So I'm very pissed.
So what's your name?
Valentine.
And what's your first name?
Robert.
Robert Valentine. So, and you're a Vietnam vet?
Yes.
And you just decided to come out here and stand up against these guys?
Yes.
You know, a lot of people would think twice, wouldn't they?
I love my country. I love my charm city. And I'm an American. I'm not black, white, red, or yellow. No, I am American.
Are you concerned about what's happening to the community?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Valentine. Anderson, back to you.
I thought that was great.
That guy is a horrible reporter.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about what's... Well, why do you think he's out there?
Yeah.
What stupid question. Are you concerned about what's happening in the community? What do you think the guy's going to say? No, I'm just here because I need a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy, I saw that. That guy was horrible, that reporter. He's so terrible. He had his Vietnam vest on, and I saw that guy. Hey, man, you know, we could talk about this for the whole 3 hours. We're not going to, but... I just don't get it. I don't know why everybody is afraid of these hoodlums. I don't know why they're afraid to stand up on television to the people in Baltimore and say, one more brick, and we're going to have to start dropping you. I mean, we've tried and tried to avoid it, but you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And we're not just going to lie down and let you run over us. That's not what we do. This is not what you should be doing.
And it doesn't seem like... anyone learned anything from the Ferguson ordeal?
No, they didn't. And the other thing I'm sick of is making these dead thugs out to be some sort of poor victim of some sort. They're thugs. Had they not committed a crime, none of this would have happened to them. Had they not run from the police, it wouldn't have happened. And no, that does not justify severing somebody's spine. But they're missing the bigger point, that it wouldn't happen if you just get your you-know-what together. But I don't think that's ever going to happen in a certain segment of society in this country. Do you have anything to say? Anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I had one more thing.
All right, now with this, one more thing for the Burke segment. Here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Another Pat Robertson clip.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Need to forgive him. I don't know if I...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on here. I got to start it from the beginning.
Okay, this first one is from Carolyn, who says... My husband and I are Christians and have been together for 11 years. Recently, I found out he cheated on me with a male Christian friend in our church.
Uh-oh.
He says it was a mistake that it just happened while they were drunk, and he wants me to forgive him. I don't know if I can. What should I do?
You've been married for 11 years. Mm-hmm. This guy got drunk.
But with a male friend from church, that's kind of strange.
Hey.
Well,
that's strange.
He didn't know what he's dealing with. She says, should I forgive? Of course you should. If he were this way all the time, if he's a habitual drunk, if he's a habitual homosexual, if he's a habitual philanderer, and all the rest of it, then by all means, take a hike. But one time, 11 years, don't throw all that away.
Is that not shocking?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm stunned. I'm stunned.
My goodness. One time.
He's just a once in a while homosexual.
He basically just gave all guys a pass to get it on with another guy if you're married. Only one time.
Just don't be a habitual,
according to what he said, though, it's one time every 11 years. So if you've been married 22 years, you got two cornholes coming to you.
Yeah. My goodness.
And two drunken nights.
Habitual homosexual.
Yeah, I love that. Habitual. Oh, that guy's hilarious. But you're right. I didn't expect anything.
No, it was very shocking today.
I expected. It's so
send
obvious.
Him to the gates of hell.
It's so obvious to anyone who reads the Bible that he is and has always been a homosexual. Yeah. And this is another example of how homosexuality is destroying marriages and lives. And he may say it's only once. Are we to believe a homosexual?
The devil got to him. You know?
It was probably more like weekly or every night. Oh, my goodness, I love that guy. I hope he doesn't go away.
I know.
We need him.
Hold on to 100.
We need him. Anything else from
that's
you?
That's all I have.
And let's turn now to Dan Strauss. Yes. Dan, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
All right, we can close.
I was going to talk about the Camden Yards thing, but we already brought that up.
Is it Camden Yards or Yard?
Camden
Yards.
Yards.
I think.
Is it singular?
Hold on.
I thought it was singular.
Oh, maybe it is.
Because it's Scotland Yard.
Camden Yards.
It is plural.
Yep.
Wow, I'm glad to know that. I was calling it like you call Scotland Yard.
And the Baltimore Orioles are the old St. Louis Browns. That's where the St. Louis Browns moved to.
Hey, speaking of that, the Phillies are in town, and it's never really hit me till yesterday, and I heard them, covering sports, and they said the 11 home game stand and say blah 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 on the Phillies, and I thought Phillies. I mean, that isn't that a soft name for a team? Is a filly like a little female horse or something?
That's with an F, F-I-L-L-Y.
Okay, but then what is sure a what... filly? Is it the Philadelphia? Is it the Philadelphia Philadelphians? Philly, look, what about what happened to Bears and Tigers and Lions? You know, the Detroit Lions. And we're going to go out there and eat them up.
I'm not sure. And no one knows what exactly their mascot is. The Philly Fanatic has always been like one of the top ranked.
Yeah, what is the mascot?
He's something with some big tube for a nose or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, here we go. So they were founded in 1883. They started out as the Quakers.
Well, that's even
but then changed their name to the Philadelphias. So they just shortened it to the Phillies then.
Well, Quakers don't like to fight. It's a battle. It's a sport.
The Philadelphias?
You know what I just noticed?
I can't listen
to Pat Robinson because I start to talk like that. And I don't want to do that. Philly. And then I thought, well, Detroit Lions, Tigers, the Braves. I can go with that. Braves, Warriors. But Philly, even Cardinal. Hey, who are you going up against? Little Red Bird. The Cardinals are going to... That's not even powerful enough, but I don't want to mess with it because it works.
No, wait. They wanted them to change the Washington Redskins. They wanted them to change the name because they said it was politically incorrect.
Right.
Did they say anything about the Braves, the Atlanta Braves?
I think so. There has been stuff in the past about... I don't know if recently, but...
I actually submitted a name suggestion for the Redskins and the Braves. They turned me down.
What's that?
I had the Washington White People Scalpers.
Oh.
And for some reason, they didn't want to go with it.
White People Scalpers.
Yeah.
That's too long. It's a long thing to put on the jersey.
And then I had the... I also submitted the Washington Red Guys Who Can't Grow Beards or Chest Hair. And they turned that down, too. I suggested the Washington... Friends of Kimo Sabe. They turned that down.
Kimo Sabe.
We closed it, didn't we? The Berks.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I got an email, and I'm intrigued by this. And I don't know if Gary would want me to use his last name or not. So since I don't know that, I won't. And here's what he said. He said he has donated $200, maybe a little more, because he knows each $200 donation gets him a chance in the drawing to sit with us at our table trivia night May 16th for Window World, which is ultimately for St. Jude Children's Hospital. But check this out. In two little sentences, he may be onto something. He said, Frank, is it too soon to tell? And he mentions a joke. He says, if you'll tell it again, I'll donate another $200 if you'll just tell that joke. Well, guess what? I wrote him back. I said, done. Thank you. I'll take the $200. I'll tell the joke today. And I got to, oh, he says you can use my name, Gary Lauderdale. That's a good name.
Yeah.
That's like a movie star name, Gary Lauderdale. That's right. It's Mission Impossible 3 starring Gary Lauderdale and Tom Cruise. He says maybe this will get some people to donate. They can hear their favorite joke on the radio. So here's what we'll do. For 18 years, just shy of 18 years here, I've had a policy. I don't tell multiple jokes a day. Occasionally there'll be a bonus joke. Because if I told 10 jokes a day, in about 4 months, I'd be out of jokes. And we'd be starting over and recycling after just 4 months. I try to wait a year. For St. Jude Children's Hospital, and because it's moving at a snail's pace, this attempt to get people to donate for a chance to sit at our table, I'm gonna make an exception to that rule. I'll tell 15 jokes today. And if somebody will donate $200, you call here, call Dan, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Here's what I don't want, and I don't think this is going to be an issue with this audience. If this were a rock station or something, we'd have some people out there messing with us. If you call and say, Frank will tell this joke, yeah, I'll donate $200. And also you get your entry for the drawing to sit at our table. So for $200, you get, and I'll tell it. If 10 of you call, I'll tell it.
And I have another idea on top of that. The people that donate...
What's that, Dan?
Oh, thanks, Frank. I will tell you this. The people that donate the money, and then the ones that actually are sitting at the table with you, get the sausage joke at the table.
You know what? That is a joke you only hear if you travel with us.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Dan, that's good. That's so good. Okay, if you donate the $200, and to do it when you're able to get online... with your phone or at your computer or whatever, it's frankopinion.com. That's it. You hit enter, and right there it shows you, click here to donate. For $200, you and a guest will sit at the table with Peon and his wife, me and my wife. Now, I like this idea. I'm going to go with what Dan said. That night, I will tell you personally the sausage joke, a joke that has not been told on this show for at least, I'm going to say 12 years.
Oh.
Yeah,
it has not been told
for easily for 12 years.
Yes.
The sausage joke has sort of become, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a kind of a holy grail, elusive Stanley Cup of jokes if you're the Blues. And I'll do it. I'll tell it. Now, there. Now you've got $200 donation, which is tax deductible. And going to the wonderful St. Jude Children's Hospital, you have a really good shot at a drawing that's not going to have a whole lot of entries. I'm guessing 30 or 40, I hope. So you got a 1 in 30, 40 shot. And you will be told the sausage joke. What a great deal. And let's throw in on top of that what I just said, thanks to Gary Lauderdale. You call here right now and you go, hey, if he'll tell, and then whatever joke it is you love, yeah, I'll tell it. And we're going to take you at your word that you will, before the end of this day, go online and make your donation. Because Dan's going to get your name and number. And shame on you if you screw with St. Jude and sick kids. People burn in hell for that. You know, they do. You get a joke and you don't make the donation. When you get to heaven, well, you're not going to actually get to heaven. You're going to get to the gate. And everything's going to look great until St. Peter opens the book of your life and says, whoa, hang on. See, St. Peter's assistant says, St. Peter, should we let him on in? And he goes, oh, no. Yeah. Whoa, wait a minute. I see here that on, is this true? April 28th, you called into a radio show and pledged to give $200 to St. Jude for sick and dying children. And I see here you never made the donation, but you got the joke. Open the trap door to hell. And that's it. That'll cost you eternity in heaven. And I know because I called Pat Robertson a while ago and asked him. I said, Pat, what do you think happens to people who say they'll pledge money to St. Jude Children's Hospital and don't do it? I'll play the record. I recorded it.
Here's really?
What he said. Well, Frank, what you've brought up here is very interesting because I believe there's a frightening number of people, percentage of people, who would do just what you describe. And you know why? They are latent homosexuals.
Oh.
And homosexuals have a tendency to not be very charitable because they're selfish. And I believe that's the only problem you might have here. Remember, Frank, all of the evil in the world is rooted in homosexuality. That's what he said. That was his actual recording of Pat Robertson. I'll tell you, that guy is a wealth of knowledge. We're going to take a quick break. Come back and take some calls, 314-969-KTRS. If your letters are worn off your keypad like ours, it's 314-969-5877. Oh, this is fantastic. Dan just put on my screen. Who is it, Dan? Do you know?
No, I can't remember his name.
Well, I got to know who it is. It's got to be a legitimate donation.
I know.
Ask him to call you back and give you a name.
I just have to authenticate it.
Somebody just called and says they're going to give $200 right now if I'll tell the what's what joke.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell them now. I'm not going to wait till the Playhouse. So while you're listening, we'll tell. Thank you, whoever you are. Just we need to get a hold of you and have you call. Dan, always get their numbers.
I will.
You idiot. So we should just, you know, kind of. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't like if you hear me scolding Dan. No, I don't like doing that at all. Yeah, I don't like to do it. So they're catching on. They're getting the idea. Look, 200 here, 200 there. If I can tell about 10 of those today, we got $2,000. That's fantastic. I'd be thrilled to death for St. Jude. First Community Credit Union, I'm hoping that a lot of you who call are making your payments to Window World Cares so that money, all of it, can go to St. Jude and using your, that's right, First Community Credit Union charge card or debit card. If you don't have one, you should get one, and you will when you become, well, you don't have to, but I'm sure you'll want one, when you become a member. And notice I said member because you're not just a customer at First Community. You're a member. We are members of this credit union. Think of it as an exclusive kind of place where only certain people are allowed to bank because that's the way it started. It actually used to be that way. And now it's anybody who's smart enough to understand that banking at this credit union, not just any credit union, but this one, because this is the biggest one in the St. Louis area, and large, big means security, means stability. So the people who are members, when they need money, there's plenty of it there for them to borrow, at great rates, I might add. Think about it, and if you move your car loan over right now, while this offer is on the table, they will give you $100 just for moving a car loan from someplace else to First Community, where you're probably, there's a very good chance you're going to get a better rate and have a lower payment anyway. Everybody wins. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right. Let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. It looks like they've just cleared a crash on northbound 270 north of Dorset. Things are really thinning out rapidly there. Westbound 40, you're slowing from Kings Highway to McCausland, from Spady out through Highway 270, and westbound 5564, you're heavy now, Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. On eastbound 40, it's just heavy at Busch Stadium. This traffic report brought to you by Sam's Club. With a Sam's Club membership, you always get great savings. Pick up 240 Daily Chef plastic cups for $10.68. Grill up chicken breasts for just $3.99 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
It all seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550.
KTRS.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers, and our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars you're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stewart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stewart Rosenblum, 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stewart now, 324-4440, or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675699.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love, and that's the Fertilome family. Fertilome is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day. Tree foods, evergreen foods, lawn foods, weed killers, insecticides, fungicide, and the list goes on and on. Chances are that when you visit your favorite nursery, one of the first names you see is Fertilome, because your nurseryman is a pro and he knows there's always a cure for your lawn or garden problem somewhere in the Fertilome family. When you buy a Fertilome product, you buy years of testing in the industry, and many of those products are not found in any other line. So why not make Fertilome a member of your family today? So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, what a great family.
Babe. Babe, where are you?
Up here!
Where?
Hanging from the gutters by my fingers!
Why are you...
I was cleaning the leaves out of the gutters and the ladder went this way and I went that way.
Before this happens to you, call the folks at Aerotech, the gutter experts. With a patented gutter vacuum system, the gutter experts at Aerotech can take the worry out of cleaning your gutters while you stay safely on the ground.
Yeah, no more hanging around, literally.
All that stuff in your gutters can clog even the largest downspouts of your gutter system, and Aerotech can quickly remove that stuff at an affordable price. Go to thegutterexperts.com to schedule your spring checkup today. Spring gutter cleaning plans start at $49.50.
But first, could you get me a ladder?
Here, sweetie.
Get a head start on Mother Nature and get your gutters cleaned and inspected by the gutter experts at Aerotech. 314-842-9977 or online at thegutterexperts.com. Go to thegutterexperts.com to schedule your spring checkup today.
Let me tell you about Menino's Market in Cotterville. Beef tenderloin kebabs, chicken kebabs, ribeye steaks, bacon-wrapped fillets for $6.29 each. And don't forget about the peppercorn sirloin steaks, just to mention a few of the items. Fresh produce, friendly people, Menino's Market in Cotterville. For catering, meninosmarket.com. That's M-A-N-N-I-N-O-S Market. meninosmarket.com on the corner of Highway N and Motherhead in Cotterville. meninosmarket.com. Hey everybody, Bill McDermott, the voice of St. Louis FC, here in your home for St. Louis FC. Join me and Bob Ramsey for all things St. Louis FC throughout this entire season. We'll bring you the action on match day, live from the soccer park in Fenton, including our pre-match and post-match shows. Friday night is soccer night here on KTRS.
everything soccer is here on your home for St. Louis FC, the Big 550, KTRS.
Okay. All his information.
Oh, Bob's the guy that wants the joke?
Bob's the guy that wants the joke.
Hope he doesn't care if we tell him now.
No, no. He said he's ready.
Because I'd like to cram several of these jokes in at $200. Are you kidding? At $200 a piece. If I can find the...
I put another note, but the guy hasn't called back. He got a business call.
I just saw. This is fantastic.
I don't want to say anything yet.
About what? About this other
thing? Yeah, about this other one. Yeah.
Why?
Because... Peon hates it.
I don't care, Peon. It's $200 for St. Jude. Plug your ears up.
I can guess. A Pumpkinhead Harvey?
Yes. Guy says he'll give $200 if I play Pumpkinhead Harvey. Absolutely.
Absolutely. For St. Jude, absolutely.
See, Dan, you misread Peon.
Okay.
You misread. Maybe in the old days.
I won't even plug my ears.
Now, you know what? In the old days when you hated children before you had Archie.
Yes.
You might not have wanted to hear it. Yes. Now you got Archie. And Archie, when he's old enough, I want him to hear Pumpkinhead Harvey. I know you don't, right. But I'll borrow him one day. I'll go, hey, let me take Archie for some ice cream, and I'll put him in the car and play Pumpkinhead Harvey.
But he said, this guy's name is Kevin, and he said he was going to call me back with his information. He had to go. He had a business call coming right then. So.
Well, the only information we need is who he is and his phone number, and he needs to go online. I think he knows that and make that. I'm going to check. I'm going to check end of the day or tomorrow and see if people came through. If you don't, I'm not kidding. We're going to hunt you down and expose you for fraud.
I got Bob. Bob called back and gave me his first, last name, phone number. So I'm waiting for Kevin to call back and give me his
All right, let's just get this show on the road. What? Great joke. The what's what joke. Yes. Bob, this is for you. Thank you for the $200, by the way. And be sure, well, if you went online and made the donation, you're in the drawing for the two of you to come sit at our table. So this kid, wow, this seems so weird to be telling these jokes out of the Playhouse, but I kind of like it. This kid works in a hardware store, and the merchants in this little town have sort of a running joke they play on young kids who come to work there, usually their first job, and they've created this fictitious what's what. There's no such thing, but the kid doesn't know that. And they're kind of all in on the joke together. And his boss at Hergensen Hardware, Mr. Hergensen, says, hey, Timmy, he says, I just realized we're out of what's what. Would you run over to Bill Johnson's feed store and see if he's got, here's $2. Tell him I want $2 worth of what's what. The kid doesn't want to say he doesn't know what what's what is. He just started the job. He didn't want to look like an idiot. He says, yes, sir. So he goes over to Bill Johnson's feed store and says, Mr. Johnson, my name is Timmy McNally, and I work over at the hardware store. My boss says he's out of what's what, and he gave me $2. Do you have any what's what? And Mr. Johnson says, oh, Timmy, you know what? I just sold the last what's what 10 minutes ago. I'll tell you what. Go down to Mr. McAllister's drugstore. He's always got what's what. So the kid goes down to McAllister's drugstore. Mr. McAllister, my name is Timmy. I work at the hardware store. And McAllister says, oh, I know why you're here. Your boss called me, told you might be coming. You looking for some what's what? He said, yes, sir, I am. He said, Timmy, I haven't had what's what for 2 weeks. I'm still waiting to get some shipped in here. I don't have any what's what. I'm so sorry. So Timmy, and this happens at several of the merchants. And finally, Timmy refuses to go back without what his boss wants. He wants to make an impression. So he goes away from the commercial area into a couple of nearby subdivisions, thinking, I'll just go house to house till somebody's got some what's what. And he knocks on a door, and this stunning, stunning, beautiful woman comes to the door. And she has you know how women wrap that towel around them under their arms? And
oh,
they
sure.
Kinda, just a good look. And up. Just the towel hangs just low enough to, it's a great look, by the way, ladies, yes. That towel. And she comes to the door and didn't quite have the towel wrapped completely, and it drops to the floor. Now, Timmy's a little boy, and he's staring right at her area, her private area.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, my goodness, what is that? She said, what's what? He said, I'll take $2 worth. $200 in the till. Thank you, Bob. for the $200 to Window World. And for the folks, for those of you who don't know how to make the donation, just go to frankopinion.com. And it says enter. You enter the site, and there it is. Click here, and someone from Window World will call you and get your MasterCard or whatever, and we're up and running, and you are in for the drawing. And only you who do this through this show, by the way, are in the drawing. We're not going to have strangers who decide to donate, and then they get a call, hey, you're sitting at the trivia table with Frank O'Pinion, and they go, who? No, we want our people. We're real big on our people. So thank you, Bob. Do I wait for confirmation from Kevin or just play Pumpkinhead Army?
I would wait for confirmation. I need to get his, because he told me his first name.
And if he doesn't call back, we'll know he's screwing with us.
Yeah, and he said, I'll call back.
That's a great idea. Hey, anything else you can think of that Peon hates or Dan hates I hate, we'll find it and cringe our way through it for just to make this happen. My goal here is... I want more money from our show than they have come in from any other station or show. And good luck to the other stations. And I know they've done this before. They hear that we do this, so they step in and they try. You're not going to beat us. You're not. And our listeners aren't going to let you beat us, and I'm not going to let you beat us. So there you go. A couple of quick things. I never watched one episode of The Partridge Family, so I've told you that before.
Oh, I did.
Well, do you know who Tracy Partridge was? Which one? She was the youngest. Do you know
Tracy? Yeah, that was the little girl.
She died. She's Suzanne Condray.
Wow.
She died Monday in Laughlin, Nevada, which is near Las Vegas. 52.
Yeah, she couldn't have been that old because she was... Danny Partridge, she was younger than Danny Partridge.
And that's that redheaded kid?
Yeah, Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was for... How do these cute kids grow up to be so ugly?
I don't know. and kind of a jerk. He turned into...
No, he's supposed to be a major screw-up.
Yeah. And he was a radio host, wasn't he?
He still does radio.
That's a joke. I've heard that. That's a joke. Just like this is a joke, but...
Yeah.
You need shows that are jokes. So yeah, she's dead at 52, and I can't put a face. I guess I could pull it up on the computer, but
she was just a little blonde girl. I mean, she looked like a lot.
And that's
of
the one where girls. The dad they found out years later was gay. What's his name? Reed something Reed.
Robert Reed.
Robert Reed.
Yeah. No, that was
Brady Bunch.
That was the Brady Bunch.
I'm mixed those up.
Partridge Family was David Cassidy.
Okay, you're right. See, I didn't watch either one of them. Brady Bunch. Okay, then. So she's passed, and then coming back, and it may not be till the White House, the Playhouse, till we get to it. we got a couple of deaths in the news that are just horrible. I mean, Clinton County. Where is Clinton County? Is that Missouri or Illinois?
Clinton County, I believe.
Illinois, I think.
I think it is.
Maybe?
Too.
Let me see.
Guy's painting a water tower, and falls to his death.
Illinois.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
we talk about horrible ways to go, falling off a water tower.
I don't think I'm deathly afraid of heights.
I could never do it. I can't look down.
No.
I can fly, but I can't look down from something.
Yeah,
it gives me the creeps.
Yeah, it gives me the creeps. That's one of my biggest fears: is falling to my death or drowning.
I just saw on the news a couple of days ago, they're building another, I forgot where it was, one of these deals where at the top they have the glass platform. You walk out and look straight down through the floor. No.
I don't know if I could
do
that.
I'm not doing that.
I would have to. I would have to force myself like this.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If somebody wants to give 10 grand to St. Jude, I'll go stand on the glass platform on Colorado or New York or somewhere. You got to pay my flight there.
Don't they have one in Chicago on the Willis Tower now? Is that the Willis Tower?
I know
it was
New
the
York,
old Sears Tower.
New York does, the old Empire State Building, which sadly is not called the Empire State Building anymore. It's something else. They always have to screw
things. I think Chicago has it, too, that Willis Tower.
I think
Tower.
You're right. I think you may be right. So, and then the other death we'll talk about later, too. This guy works, I'll tell you this and I'll tell you the rest later. He works in a facility where they cook things and can things. A lot of stuff you buy in the store has been cooked and canned. And he is trapped in the cooker and is cooked to death.
Oh.
That's all I'll tell you for now. Yeah, there's no way when they go, well, he went fast. No, he didn't. He sat in that cooker as the temperature got hotter and hotter, and he starts to sweat, and then he cooks to death. What did you do in life to deserve that?
Mm.
Probably nothing. It's just life. Thompson Price. We come back, we'll take more calls, by the way. And then, bottom of the hour, Colin Jeffrey comes in. Thompson Price. A man's name, company's name. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. The only reason home is in there is cabinetry. A lot of people invested, and I was one of them, in cabinetry to house the TVs we used to own that weighed 200 pounds, and it took three men and a boy to pick them up. Tube TVs, 35-inch, 40-inch TVs. So you had to build deep shelves to accommodate the TV. Well, now you don't. You actually, your rooms got bigger when the TVs got thin. Mine did, because I don't need all those deep shelves anymore. You hang the TV on the wall if you want to. So the home part of Thompson Price is cabinetry. They'll put some beautiful cabinetry in to redo wherever it was you used to have your TV housed. And, of course, kitchens and baths. They remodel, and they completely remodel. I mean, ground, floor to ceiling, wall to wall, kitchens and bathrooms, and do a beautiful job of it. And I know because they've done our kitchen and every bathroom in our house over a period of 6 or 8 years. Like for you to consider them at least let them come and talk to you about what they would do when it comes to remodeling your kitchen or bath. And they don't do $3,000-$4,000. They don't do that. Kitchens. That's somebody else can do that. You will get every dollar's worth. And it'll be one of those things you'll say you're glad you did years and years later. Thompson Price. Remember, the name Price needs to be in the company you deal with. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. You want to know more, including where the showroom is and all that good stuff, go to this website, thompsonprice.com.
Begin your Saturday with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's the yard sale.
Welcome to the First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale.
Followed at 9 by Animal Advice.
Welcome back to the Animal Advice Show, brought to you by Nestle Purina. I'm Andrew Dowd.
At 10, it's Straight Talk on Retirement.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Followed by the Inside Out Show with Jim McMillan and John Shea at 11.
I'm Jim McMillan, alongside my partner, Mr. John Shea.
Saturday mornings are special on KTRS, live and local.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those